Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Erevin 61 talking about large towns and small towns. Reb Nachman states that the reading of the Mishnah, that the residents of a small town may walk across a large town, and the reading of the Mishnah, that the residents of a small town may not walk across a large town, are both correct. The one who reads the Mishnah that the residents of a small town may walk across a large town is correct because the Mishnah will refer to a case where residents of one town place an Erev in the other town, thus establishing the other town as their location of residence for Shabbos. The one who reads in the Mishnah that the residents of a small town may not walk across a large town is also correct because he will establish the Mishnah to be referring to a case where the residents do not place an Erev, and they're measuring their Tachum to the other town. So when I see this Gemara line, these words about being a small town or a large town, it reminds me of the idea of being a small fish in a large pond, or a large fish in a small pond. The quintessential commonality being that even whether you're in a small or a large town, you should still be that fish, you should still be that influencer, you should still be that person that helps and to change for the better things around you. If you're living in a big city, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. It's easy to get lost in the anonymity of being that one person among thousands, among tens of thousands, among millions, if you think about New York City, for example. But if you live in a small town, it's easy to think that you are also all that, that you're the big kahuna on campus, you're a big fish in a small pond. We should realize that whether we live in a small pond in a small town, or whether we live in a large pond in a large town, we should realize that we should try our best to make a difference, but also remain humble. Never think that we're the big kahuna. Never think we're all that. We should think like Moshe and Aaron. What are we? We should think like Avraham Avinu. We are just dust and ashes. But also recognizing and understanding that we may have special talents. We may have special unique abilities and special capabilities that we have to use them. But just because we have special talents doesn't mean we should become arrogant, God forbid, or haughty, God forbid. We should realize, like, the ability within us is really something that we should be using. I'm sure all the Gedolei Hador knew they were special, knew they had talents, but they didn't become arrogant and conceited because of it. So even if you're in a small town, make a big splash, but don't become conceited because of it. And even if you're in a large town where it's easy to get lost in the shuffle, still do what you can to make a big splash, to make a big difference. But always stay humble about it. Always stay grounded about it. Realize that you're a tiny speck in the universe and in the sands of time. This is the Gemara. As the Gemara talks about large towns and small towns, realize that whether you live in a large city or a small town, still do what you can to influence, change those around you for the better, change your surroundings for the better, change society for the better, with it, whatever you can do, and be that fish that makes a difference, whether you're in that small pond or large pond, but staying humble even while doing so every day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 62 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.